Susan Ritchie, Mutual Gain. Pained by the troubles that have gone on over the last few days, I've been urged to perhaps tap into some of the social networking technology and share some of my reflections on what it's meant to me as a community engagement specialist over the last 11 years. And it just makes me wonder, what's your hypothesis for all of this happening? I've seen lots of comments on websites, on Twitter, etc. Some welcome, some most unwelcome. And I just wondered, but it just made me realise we're all very different. And it's that difference which has driven my commitment to community engagement and getting strategic partnerships to work differently with their communities. So I thought I'd share some of those reflections with you today. It's national and local policy that creates our society and our relationships with the state, isn't it? And those statutory agencies at the moment that we work with or we rely on are reimagining their role and refocusing their resources. They're trying to create new policies and trying to create sort of leaner structures and different functions which more appropriately meet the public need. But I've worked in those organisations and I haven't long left them, and I know that the public are so often omitted from that process. And that's not because they're not trying, because they are, but still, the public voice, true public voice and real community insight is omitted from all of those more procedural, system-focused processes. So I wanted to sort of share my views on that, really. And I think it's worth just reminding people that communities have changed, we know that. They're diverse and they've got complex needs, and they're based on a kind of multi-layered value system, which isn't always consistent with what we're thinking when we're sitting in our offices planning a service. And sometimes we make the wrong assumptions about those communities, and I think that's a huge error to think that others like you will think similarly to you. So, for instance, I'm a working class girl. I pride myself on some of my working class values. But others from similar backgrounds to me quite often interpret those working class values in a very different way. It's not rare, we all know that. It's a different interpretation by different people. But the consequences are that our actions are very different. So my actions can be very different to those that I think share similar values. But it's the way in which we interpret policy. It's the way in which we conduct our lives. So through all the dialogue that I've had over the last 11 years with communities, the thing that works best for me is to hold up a mirror in a supportive, helpful way, and to do that through tried and tested methods and through new and innovative methods. Just to show communities how inconsistent sometimes their views and actions can be, but also how partners' views can be quite inconsistent and not always thought through. So if you imagine a Venn diagram, somewhere in the core there we all share some common values, but it's okay to be different around those edges. But we need to make sure that is incorporated into our social policy and incorporated effectively. So for me, it's no longer appropriate, for community engagement to continue to take ideas or proposals to communities for their view, whether that be a survey, focus group, roaming bus, roadshows, etc. But that we have to listen to communities much harder than we've ever listened to before. We need to design our services around what we hear and what we test our assumptions and our hypotheses with them. We need to understand the causes of the causes and engage communities effectively. It's not easy, it takes time, and it takes specialist skills. Amongst a fairly cynical population, an apathetic population, and sometimes an active local political landscape. We've seen calls for leadership over the last few days, leadership from Boris, leadership from Cameron, leadership from police commanders. But leadership's more than senior positions. Real change comes from collective leadership. It's not hierarchical, it's a horizontal concept for me. And during these times, sustainable, calm and confident communities can only be created by strong and meaningful partnerships with communities and a multi-agency approach that maximises the potential of frontline staff and builds on the learning and insight that they've got of local communities. So if you're in the public sector and you're listening to my rant at the moment, I would strongly urge you to really think and test yourself about how robust your community engagement is when it designs your services for those communities. Thank you for listening. My name's Sue from Mutual Gain.